COVID vaccine companies think it'll soon be time for more shots. I'm David Brancaccio. Moderna is asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for special authorization for a second COVID booster shot, meaning a fourth shot. This follows a similar request from Pfizer earlier this week, although Pfizer is looking for permission for a more limited range of people. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this from Washington.
David, Moderna wants emergency use authorization for a second booster for all adults, everybody over age 18 who's already gotten a first booster. Moderna says it's making this broad request to give the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, flexibility because some younger people with pre-existing conditions may need a second booster. Pfizer just requested emergency authorization for adults who are 65 or older.
Now, this has to be medically indicated, but the companies will be aware there's more profit in this.
They are very aware of that. Pfizer made more than $3 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. Moderna reported making almost $5 billion in the fourth quarter. So they do stand to make even more money if they sell more vaccine. But they say a second booster is needed because the first booster's effectiveness fades with time. And they cite data from Israel and the U.S. on the vaccine's protection against Omicron.
And what comes next, Nancy?
If the FDA decides there's enough data, it doesn't need an outside panel of experts, it could give the go-ahead soon. The CDC would have the final say on which age groups would get a second booster.
Nancy, thank you for that. Moderna stock is up 6% now. The key interest rate manipulated in a war room at the U.S. Central Bank is now between 0.25% and 0.5%. This after the first official rate increase since 2018 came on Wednesday. But it should be higher, even way higher. Many a Friday, we consult Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Morning.
Good morning, David.
I know many in financial markets did a Seinfeld-esque spit take when the St. Louis Fed president, Mr. Bullard, started talking about the central bank should raise interest rates to kingdom come.
He thinks interest rates should be above 3% this year. He said the Fed is behind in its fight against inflation and needs to move quickly. He says the faster we move, the less we'll have to do in the long run. He also said, by the way, he thought the Fed should have announced and implemented the plan to shrink the balance sheet at Wednesday's meeting.
Now, he's the hawk among hawks. But, you know, the talk of higher interest rates, and now this week, 0.25% higher on interest rates, it's already happening. I mean, you've seen what it costs to take out a new home mortgage. It's the highest since 2019, before pandemic.
Yeah. Look, we forget, but it's nevertheless true that Jay Powell is really the best communicator the Fed's ever had in the chair seat. And the reason that matters is that clear communication means market interest rates move much more quickly than they have in the past. So in a very real sense, even though Wednesday's rate hike was the first of probably many over the next 2 years, the market has already incorporated all of those rate increases. And as a result, the rate that you're charged for a car loan, for a home loan, for a business loan, they're all higher already. And in that sense, the fight against inflation is well underway.
Chris Lowe at FHN Financial, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
We will get fresh data on home sales this morning. Yesterday, there was word that new housing construction projects went up 6.8% January to February. But home builders say that rising mortgage rates on top of higher costs for building materials have them worried about the future. So what does that mean in this tight market for the sales of existing homes? You know, pre-owned, like a used car with a roof. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Raleigh, North Carolina is a research powerhouse. Lots of people go there for jobs in tech and medicine. But if they want a newly built home, real estate broker Cheryl Merritt says those houses aren't always ready.
So a lot of people who are looking, you know, some of them are kind of ready right now. So that's where existing homes are most popular.
She says existing homes are selling on average for more than 2% above their listing price. Now, with interest rates for mortgages going up,
what we expect is that more and more buyers are going to be priced out of the market.
Taylor Marr is deputy chief economist at Redfin.
And therefore, we might see a decline in existing home sales throughout this year.
In Raleigh, Cheryl Merritt says the city is considering some creative solutions. It recently approved construction of tiny homes, which it defines as dwellings under 600 square feet.
Where you can put a house or a tiny house on a lot that already has a single family home on it.
Merritt has heard of homeowners with big yards who are thinking of doing this. So an existing home that could give birth to a new home, kind of. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And Russian says it's now made a big payment on its debt, something that had been in question given sanctions, the equivalent of $117 million in interest it owed. The big asterisk here is that Russia used money to pay this bill from assets frozen under sanctions, meaning creditors may not actually get the money. Russia's finance minister is quoted saying essentially that if investors can't get access to their payments, it is not Russia's problem. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.